Welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester, and thank you so much for letting me in your ear once again as we delve back into the history of jazz, and we look back to the roots of jazz. I'll give you some names, I'll give you some places, I'll give you some genres of jazz, and short snippets, 25, 27 minutes at a time. You take it from there, and you can Google it, look it up, whatever you want. Today, the Jazz Treasury goes to New York City. My hometown. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, raised in the suburbs of New York City, a little bit upstate, they call it, in Rockland County, but used to be able to, and I used to take advantage of, the city jazz clubs, the Bottom Line, and the Blue Note. Great clubs I used to go down to in my initiation into this beautiful art of jazz, but it's been around a lot longer. Jazz in New York City? 1917. The history of jazz in New York is a history of jazz itself in microcosm. All the pioneers, from the ragtime piano professors of the Midwest to the original Dixieland jazz band from New Orleans, made their way to the Big Apple. Later, it witnessed its own unique style of stride piano, the growth of the great swing orchestras at the Cotton Club, the Savoy, and the Roseland, and a profusion of studio recording sessions that captured on wax all the greatest talents in jazz. Let's get going with the music here, folks. First one I'd like to kick it off with is Stompin' at the Savoy, a classic. But this one you may not have heard. A lot of people have done it. This one here is done by Chick Webb's band. This is Chick Webb's Savoy Orchestra, Stompin' at the Savoy. This was recorded back in 1934, in the Big Apple, of course, and it features Mario Balza and Ruinel Jones, Taft Jordan on trumpets, Sandy Williams on trombone, Pete Clark, Edgar Sampson on alto saxes, Elmer Williams on tenor, Joe Steele on piano, John Trueheart on guitar, John Kirby on bass, and Chick Webb on drums. And if you wonder, why do I list all these people? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's the backup band in the rhythm section behind these big names that help make the big names, and they deserve the credit too. So let's move on. Let's listen to Chick Webb's Savoy Orchestra doing Stompin' at the Savoy on the Jazz Treasury. Thank you. All right, Chick Webb and the Savoy Orchestra, Stomping at the Savoy, recorded back in 1934. Although he was an accomplished sax player, Edgar the Lamb Sampson was one of the most gifted composers and arrangers of the swing era. He can be heard taking a brief alto solo toward the end of the track. Pete Clark plays the clarinet solo. Sandy Williams is on trombone, and the trumpeter is Taft Jordan. Edgar the Lamb Sampson wrote that song, Stomping at the Savoy. In the turn of the 20th century, America, entertainment began around the piano. In 1910, more than 350,000 pianos were produced in the USA, one for every 250 people in the country, with a higher-than-average concentration in New York City. For over a century, New York had been the hub of the country's trade and the main gateway to immigration. It had a kaleidoscope variety of cultural, musical, and social traditions. Publishers were quick to recognize the potential for sheet music sales in the growing population, and as 1900 dawned, the city was the undisputed center of the music industry. A quickly expanding population, a hunger for entertainment, and the fledgling music industry's desire for growth combined to create the ideal conditions to launch new musical styles, offering venues, publishing, and as Thomas Edison's invention took hold, recording possibilities. Speaking of recordings, let's move on to another one. How about we listen to Feelin' No Pain? Feelin' No Pain, this is Red and Miff's Stompers, back in New York City, 1927, one of the oldest recordings I have in this collection. This features Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Mole on the trombone, Pee Wee Russell and Fud Livingston on clarinet and tenor, Lenny Hayton on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Jack Hansen on tuba, and Vic Burton on drums. Let's listen to Feelin' No Pain, Red and Miff's Stompers on the Jazz Treasury. Thank you. little Roaring Twenties there, and that's where it comes from, ladies and gentlemen. New York City, that great Roaring Twenties sound. Feeling No Pain, Red and Myth Stompers, 1927, New York City. Unkind critics used to describe Red Nicholas's jaunty cornet style as voodoo-doo playing, echoing the phrasing of a crooning jazz age vocalist. This does down the work of the busiest and most popular white cornetist on the New York scene in the late 1920s. Teamed here with his regular counterpart, trombonist Myth Mole, flowing clarinet from Pee Wee Russell, who had not yet created his more idiosyncratic later style, and strong playing from 2 leaders is offset by Fud Livingston's neat arrangement with his solo breaks and ensemble flares. Now, Harlem had been subject to a property boom, and developers and realtors had crammed 300,000 people, most of them black, into housing originally planned for 1/5 of that number in the hope of covering the high cost of the land. One byproduct of this was the rent party, where an impoverished tenant threw a party and sold admission tickets to raise the cost of the rent. Not a bad idea. These provided ready work for any pianist who could pump out music to entertain the party crowd as it consumed soul food and bathtub gin. New York being the lively cut-and-thrust environment that it was, rent parties soon became competitions for the best pianist, one player sliding onto the stool and carrying on as the previous musician slid off in search of drinks and food. All right, let's move on. Another track here. Today on the Jazz Treasury, we're visiting New York City. Jazz City, New York. The next track I'd like to play is Smoke Dreams, and this is Red Norvo and his orchestra, recorded in 1937. The members of the band include Billy Hyland, Stu Pletcher, Eddie Sauter on tenor, Al Mastern on trombone, Slats Long on clarinet and alto sax, Frank Simone on alto, Herbie Hamer on tenor, Red Norvo doing the xylophone here, Joe Liss on piano, David Barber on guitar, Pete Peterson on bass, and Maurice Pritell on drums. We're going to hear from Mildred Bailey doing the vocals here in 1937. Let's listen to Red Norbro and his orchestra featuring Mildred Bailey doing Smoke Dreams.
You're listening to the Jazz Treasury Podcast with Rich Sylvester.
That was Red Norbo and his orchestra. Mildred Bailey doing the vocals there. Recorded in New York City in 1937, Smoke Dreams. From the mysterious chording of its opening to the backing behind Mildred Bailey's vocal, this is one of the most impressive discs cut by the talented xylophonist and vibes player Red Norbo. Bailey's husband, they were known as Mr. and Mrs. Swing, Norbo was in at the dawn of bebop with Woody Herman's band and Shorty Rogers' group, and later led an innovative trio that featured Charles Mingus on bass. I'll tell you one story about a town right close by to New York City, the town of Camden, New Jersey. And this played a significant part of the jazz revival on the East Coast. Although most bands that recorded in New York used one of the studios in the city itself, some of the best discs of all were cut in a converted church in Camden, New Jersey, about an hour from New York by train. Camden is just over the state line from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and bands sometimes combine recording dates with gigs at many clubs and theaters in Philadelphia. And it was once a church, the Trinity Church at 114 North 5th Street, could accommodate a full big band. It also retained its original estuary organ intact, which made it popular with musicians such as Fats Waller and Count Basie. All right, Camden, New Jersey, there's a shout out to you. Let's move on. More music. Before we run out of time, I want to listen to Yellow Dog Blues. And I'd like to share it with you as I listen. Yellow Dog Blues is Ben's Bad Boys. Jimmy McPartland on cornet. Glenn Miller, listen to this. Glenn Miller on trombone. Benny Goodman on clarinet. Vic Bratis on piano, Dick Morgan on banjo, and Harry Goodman playing the bass, Ray Bodick on drums, and Ben Pollock, very, very famous big band leader back in the 1920s, 1930s, Ben Pollock on vocals. Let's listen to Yellow Dog Blues by Ben's Bad Boys, recorded in New York City in 1929. Yellow Dog Blues, Ben's Bad Boys there, 1929. This is a small group, as you can tell, drawn from Ben Pollock's influential orchestra, which held sway at the Park Central Hotel. It's unusual for the laughing effects in which Benny Goodman, Jimmy McParlin, and Glenn Miller echo Pollack's novelty vocal, but excellent jazz from Goodman and McParlin has ensured that this track has been rescued from obscurity and preserved as a fine memorial to their playing. Yellow Dog Blues. Black bands, white bands, and even visitors from Europe, such as producer and author Hughes Penesse, got caught up in the record business in the Big Apple. By the mid-1920s, it had already begun to overtake music publishing as the most lucrative area of the entertainment industry, and the music that gave its name to the jazz age played a central role in this revolution. Labels such as Victor, Decca, Oki, and Brunswick vied for the musicians who appeared at the city's theaters, clubs, and bars, and cabarets. Well, we have to finish up here soon on the Jazz Treasury. Hope you're enjoying this little trip through Jazz City, New York City. Let's listen to one final number before we have to end this episode. We're going to listen to a classic, Swing Brother Swing, by a classic piano player. Let's listen to Willie the Lion Smith and his Cubs, recorded back in 1935, Swing Brother Swing. Bishop Williams, Ed Allen on trumpet, Cecil Scott on alto and tenor, Willie the Lion Smith pounding the keys here and doing the vocals, Willie Williams on the washboard. Let's listen to Willie the Lion Smith and his Cubs, Swing Brother Swing, on the Jazz Treasury.
Captivate me, hot tempos stimulate me, hold everything, swing brother swing, don't stop to dill and dally, get going on Rhythm Valley, can't help but sing, swing brother swing, I'm ready to go, ain't nobody gonna hold me down, say listen boy, hurry up and send me, let me go to town, it must be rhythm fever, that makes me hate to leave ya, don't play that thing. Swing, gay, swing.
The Lion Smith and his Cubs, Swing Brother Swing, recorded back in New York City in May of 1935. Willie the Lion was a regular pianist at Harlem rent parties, as well as at Leroy's 135th Street Bar in Harlem. This little band is typical of the groups he led for larger parties or other social functions. His piano is the focal point, especially in his solo, where his left and right hand seem to converse with each other. But the other members of the band were well-known New York session players and make a splendid job of this hot, romping tune we heard, Swing, Brothers, Swing. That's it for this episode of the Jazz Treasury with Rich Sylvester. Thank you very much for listening. And thank you to the thousands of people around the world that are downloading the Jazz Treasury. And go on our Facebook page, the Jazz Treasury Podcast. Contribute something. Give us some feedback. Tell us about music you like. And make some recommendations so we all can benefit from your knowledge and what you enjoy. Give us a like. Give us a share. Tell your friends and family about us. The next time on the Jazz Treasury, one of my favorite pianists, Art Tatum, is next up on the Jazz Treasury. Until then, enjoy the jazz.